أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear fellows, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you know, we are talking about promise from the viewpoint of Islam. Is it good to keep our promises, or it is not something advisable to keep our promises? What is the viewpoint of Islam in this regard? In our previous session, I quoted a verse from the Holy Quran to show how important it is to keep our promises. Islam does not allow us to break our promises and to ignore them. In this session will be again devoted to explaining and elucidating the importance and significance of keeping our promises. There are two verses and two chapters of the Holy Quran which convey the same message and the same meaning. And the wordings of these two verses are also the same, and there is no big difference between the two. Allah the Almighty in chapter Baqarah, verse number 27, says, الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. The same verse is repeated in another chapter, chapter Rat, verse number 25. According to these two verses, if one breaks one's promise, one will be a loser. If you try to break your promises, make sure you will be a loser. You will not be able to gain anything. Instead, you will lose something. الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ. Those who break the covenant with Allah, the promise they have made with Allah. Those who break the covenant with Allah, min ba'di misaqihi, after it is confirmed, or after it is confirmation. This is one thing. وَيَقْتَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ, in cut off, or breaks what God has ordered to be joined. God has ordered us to connect some people, to maintain relation with some people. But there are people who try to break these relations. They make every attempt to destroy the existing relation. This is another quality. In the third quality, وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, in those who do mischievous deeds, in those who work out mischiefs, these people, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, they are the losers. They are the losers. They think that they gain. They conjecture that they earn something by doing such kind of activities. But in fact, they do not gain anything. They do not earn any benefit. Instead, they lose. Instead, they miss something. The same verses again, as I mentioned before, repeated in chapter Rat, verse number 25. Again, God the Almighty says, those who break their covenant with Allah after it is confirmation, وَيَقْتَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلْ, and those who cut off the relation, and those who cut off what God has ordered to be joined, وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and those who do evil deeds or mischievous deeds, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ. In previous verse, Allah the Almighty is saying that they are khasirun, or they are the losers. But here he says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ, they shall be cursed, وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ, and they will have the evil of the abode. They will have the evil of the place. Their place of living will be very bad. So, as you see that these two verses are very similar to each other, and there is no difference in terms of meaning between the two. According to these two verses, we understand certain things. First of all, we understand that those who are the losers are those who are cursed. These people are the people who do not keep their promises. They pass by their promises as if they do not see them. They do not respect their oaths, their pledges. They underestimate the value of promise. So this kind of action can have a widespread meaning. According to the Holy Quran, we have made a covenant with Allah in Alam Zar. And we have made a covenant with Him that we would not worship anything besides Allah. We will worship Allah alone. This is the covenant according to the Holy Quran we have made with Allah the Almighty. Now we are supposed to live in accordance with this promise. We are supposed to be monotheists, living one God, living one deity. But now if we are deviated from this straight path, if we begin to worship different deities, different gods, if we want to associate someone with Allah, then what will happen? The result, we will be that. We will be a person who breaks his promises. As a result, we have broken our promises. We have made a promise not to worship any deity other than Allah. But as a matter of fact, we have not kept this promise because we have begun to worship other deities. So if a person worships any deity other than Allah, he has broken his promises. Because he has made a promise in Alam-i-Zar, and he has not lived in accordance with this principle. And again, when you are a Muslim, alhamdulillah, and you are supposed to act in according with Islamic principles, you are supposed to speak the truth, you are supposed not to tell a lie, you are supposed to maintain relations with your kin, and you are supposed to enjoin the truth and forbid falsehood. You are supposed to give charity and to give poor bread, and so on and so forth. And you have made a promise to do all these good deeds. Now, if you do all these things, you will be a good Muslim. You will be rewarded in this world as well as in the hereafter. And you will be, inshallah, a good person. But God forbidden, if you happen not to be so, if you do not live by your principles, if you do not abide by Islamic laws and Islamic regulations, then what will happen? You will be a person who breaks his promises. You are a person who does not care about his promises. So first of all, if we are not a monotheist, we are among those who do not keep their promises. And if we are a monotheist, theoretically, but practically we have problems, we do not abide by Islamic rules, then again we will be among those who do not respect their promises. This is one point. Another point that this verse makes is that don't cut off relations with your kin or with the Ahl Bayt or with the scholars and ulama. Try to maintain relations with these types of people. Try to maintain relation with your relatives about which we spoke before. And this is what Allah the Almighty advises us to do time and again. The traditions tell us to do it time and again. And maintain relations with the scholar. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الزِّكْرِ. And this is again what Allah the Almighty advises us to do. And try to maintain relation with the Holy Prophet's progeny and family. And again, this is what we are advised to do by the Holy Quran. Now, if you do all these things, you will be a good person. But if you do not do any one of them, and if you disrespect any one of these principles, of course, you will be among those who cut off relations. يَنْقُزُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ. You will be among those who cut off relations. And thirdly, this verse mentions very clearly that don't spread corruption on the earth. Be among the people who spread good deeds on the land. If you happen to be among those who spread bad things on earth by any kind of things, by making films or by spreading bad interviews or anything, then you will be among those who do mischievous acts. You will be among those who spread corruption on land. So if you are, for example, among those who breaks promises, and among those who cut off relations, and among those who spread corruption. Then if a person is among these types of people, he will be a loser. He will not be a winner. He must make sure that he will not be a winner. He will not be victorious. Sooner or late he will fail. Sooner or late he will be defeated. You may ask this question, that according to the famous saying, honesty is a hurdle to success in life. If you observe honesty, if you are a truthful person, if you abide by Islamic rules and regulations, you will not be a successful person in your life. You will lead a poor life. You may raise this question. But in response, we must say that it is just an imagination. You may imagine, you may think that you can win something through illegal ways and illegal means. It might be beneficial in the short term. For a short while, it might be beneficial. But in the long run, it is not beneficial. It is of no use to be deceitful. Being deceitful is harmful. Being deceitful is dangerous in the long run. Look at the people who are living around you. There are people who are good, earning their livelihood through endeavor, through hard work, and through positive activities. And there are also people who earn their living not through proper means, but through illegal ways. For example, by smuggling goods in or out of the country, or by fraudulent manner, or by not following the correct ways. There are such type of people in every society. You see, this type of people are there. And they are able to live. But sooner or late, their tricks will be disclosed. Sooner or late, they will be put to book. And they will be put on trial. And sometimes, they will be sent to gallows. They will be hung, they will be imprisoned. And they will face punishments of every sort and every kind. It shows that a bad way of living will not be a successful one. It shows that a bad lifestyle is not a good and successful lifestyle. Sooner or late, it will face problem and it will be defeated. So this is what these two verses tell us to do. And we must make sure that a bad strategy in following a bad style of living will sooner or late end in defeat and in failure. And because of this, we must try avoid such type of living, and we must try to abide by Islamic rules and Islamic principles. And if you abide by Islamic rules and principles, maybe in the short term you might face problems, you might face poverty, you might face difficulties, but in the long run you will be victorious, you will be a winner. Even in this world, you will be a winner. Once the people come to know that you are an honest person, they will help you. They will take your hand And of course, in the hereafter, God will give you your reward, and you will enter paradise, and you will enjoy your life. So because of this, we are advised to follow the correct principles, and we are told to follow what is right. So according to these two verses, we must try to keep our promises. This is the main question. Why? Because if we do not keep our promises, then we will be a loser. Since we do not like to be a loser, since we like to be always a winner, therefore we must try to keep our promises, to keep our oaths, no matter whatever they are. Another quality of keeping the promise or breaking the promise is that if you do not honor your promises, you will be questioned by Allah. It is not something that will be ignored by Allah. Maybe there are certain things which if you do, they will be ignored. God may not ask you if you do not take them into account or if you do not observe them. But there are certain other things. If you do not do them, and if you are not committed to doing them, then you will be questioned by Allah. Allah will ask you why you have not done this or that. And promise is among those things that are always taken into account by God. God is always concerned about promises. Even if you make a covenant with your enemy, with those who are hostile to you, try to respect your words. Try to respect your promises. Don't say that they are my enemies, they are my foes, I want to make fun of them. Allah says, be serious, respect your words, and respect your promises. And if you do not respect your promises, you will be questioned by God. وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَهَدُ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. There were people who were making covenant with Allah before. They had made a covenant with Allah before. There were people who had made covenant with Allah before. لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارَ. That they would not turn their backs. They were saying that they were determined not to turn their backs. They were saying that we would fight to the last and we will not escape the battleground. They were speaking very bravely and they were showing bravery in one way or the other. وَكَانَ أَهَدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا. And remember, your covenant with Allah, with God, will be answered for. If you make a covenant, if you make a, be serious. Allah the Almighty will question you, will ask you about it. So this verse says that there were such type of people who are saying that we are brave, we are bold, we will fight to the last. But when it comes to practice, they failed to do any one of those things which they were saying. So it shows that they did not keep their promise. They did not keep their covenant with Allah. They did not honor their pledge. And as a result, they could be rebuked and they could be questioned on the day of judgment. Another quality of this moral attribute is that it is a sign of honesty. If you keep promise, if you are a promising person, it shows that you are a religious person. How can we understand that he or she is religious or not? How can we know that he or she believes in religion or does not believe in religion? We do not have access to the minds of people. We do not know about what is going on in other people's minds. But there are certain clues. If you look at them, you can know who is a religious person and who is not. Who is an honest person and who is not. And among those clues are these principles. Look, does he respect his promise? If he or she respects his promises or her promises, then know that he or she is an honest person. If he or she does not respect his or her promises, then know and make sure that he or she is not an honest person. So there is a mutual relationship between honesty on the one hand and keeping your promises on the other. You cannot separate them from each other. They are interlinked. They cannot be distanced from one another. And that is why there is a verse in the Holy Quran that tells us about this fact, about this reality. Allah the Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Here Allah the Almighty describes for us one of the qualities of the believers, one of the characteristics of the believers. Allah the Almighty says that those who are concerned about returning the trust and those who are concerned about keeping their promises and oaths, they are the believers. They are good people. So keeping one's promises is a sign of religiosity, is a sign of honesty. The moment we come to know that you respect your promises, the moment we come to know that you honor your words, we will be able to know that you are an honest person. Thank you very much.